Addressing the nation at Red Fort in New Delhi, Manmohan Singh says India is striving for friendship with its neighbors and has made good headway on creating good relationships around the world. However, he says ties with long-time foe Pakistan can only improve if it checks its anti-India activities on its own soil.
For relations with Pakistan to improve, it is essential that they prevent the use of their territory and territory under their control for any anti-India activity.
At the same time, Manmohan Singh says there is no place for narrow and sectarian ideologies in a modern, progressive and secular country. This comment appears to be focused toward the main opposition's candidate for prime minister in the next election. Narendra Modi is a self-described Hindu nationalist who became a controversial figure in his home state of Gujarat 10 years ago during a deadly string of attacks which left hundreds of Muslims dead. Singh has also referred the recent killing of 5 Indian soldiers along the line of control in Kashmir as a dastardly act, saying India will take all possible steps to prevent such incidents in the future. In his 10th Independence Day address, Manmohan Singh says India has witnessed major changes since independence in 1947, particularly over the last decade.
Mera manna hai ki pichla dashak bhi.
In no other decade has our economic development increased as much as in this decade. Democratic forces have been strengthened and many sections of our society have joined the mainstream of development for the first time. The common man has been given new rights, which have led to his social and economic empowerment.
Manmohan Singh also admits India is facing economic problems right now, with growth only hovering around 5%. Still, he says he believes the current phase of slow growth will soon be over.
It is not only our country that is facing economic difficulties. The last year has been difficult for the world economy as a whole. I believe that this phase of slow growth in India will not last long. In the last 9 years, our economy has grown at an annual average rate of 7.9%. This pace of development is the highest in any decade so far.
Singh has also used a speech at Red Fort to mourn the loss of the 18 Indian sailors killed in Mumbai on Wednesday in the submarine explosion.
We are also deeply pained that we lost the submarine, INS Sindhurakshak. 18 brave sailors are feared to have lost their lives. The accident is all the more painful because the Navy had recently achieved 2 major successes in the form of its first nuclear submarine, INS Aryabhatta, and the aircraft carrier, INS Vikrant.
India was officially granted independence from Great Britain on August 15, 1947. For CRI, this is Hefei.